Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today, we're diving into a monetary mystery that's been hiding in plain sight. It's a mechanism connecting global trade wars, currency printing, and the price of Bitcoin. We're talking about the tariff Bitcoin mechanism.
That's right, John, and it's a bold claim. Most people think of tariffs as just a trade issue, imported goods costing more, but deeper analysis also suggests it's a direct trigger for a planetary wealth transfer. The next question then becomes, why does Bitcoin rally 40 to 300% within months of every major tariff escalation we have seen in the past decade?
Interesting and well worth exploring. It all starts with the core mechanism. In this case, that's yuan depreciation and capital flight.
Correct. So let's look at the historical data presented here. It's almost mechanical, making it an objective-based conversation.
It is. Well, most know that in 2018, major tariffs hit. What was the immediate financial consequence? The Chinese yuan depreciated a massive 13.5%, going from 6.3 to 7.15 against the dollar.
And what happened to Bitcoin? It rallied 225%, from $3,200 to $13,000 within 6 months. This isn't just correlation. The argument is that the yuan's devaluation caused the Bitcoin rally through capital flight out of China.
Fast forward to 2025, where tariffs peaked at an astounding 127%. The yuan weakened further, again hitting 7.35, and Bitcoin reached a new all-time high of $124,000. The pattern is consistent. Tariffs lead to monetary easing, which leads to yuan depreciation, which fuels capital flight into Bitcoin.
Interesting. So where are we today? We seem to be entering another period of this Chinese dilemma and Bitcoin's consequential asymmetry.
We think so. The key detail here is capital flight. China has strict capital controls, legally limiting citizens to moving only $50,000 in cash per person per year out of the country. But when your native currency is losing 5 to 15% of its value in months due to state stimulus, people look for an escape. Bitcoin, being borderless and permissionless, offers a zero-limit route, even with so-called Bitcoin bans placed onto the citizens of China.
And the numbers are huge. An estimated $4.6 billion in Chinese capital has escaped through Bitcoin since 2018, with a significant chunk tied explicitly to avoiding these controls. This is why the Chinese government's 2025 ban on all Bitcoin ownership wasn't about suppressing speculation. It was about protecting monetary sovereignty. They realized it was an effective escape route. It hasn't worked, and Bitcoin's price telegraphs this to the world, including other authoritarian countries that try to stifle their people's financial freedoms.
The asymmetry in these relationships is critical to all Bitcoin holders. We all know that the U.S. has to keep printing dollars, and thanks to its reserve currency status, it mainly exports the inflation globally, keeping the dollar relatively strong. China prints yuan, but because of the closed capital account, the devaluation pressure is trapped inside a relatively small zone. That pressure has to go somewhere, and Bitcoin, with its fixed 21 million supply, is the perfect pressure relief valve.
Okay, next up, the future, and the impossible choice.
So, what's the forecast based on this mechanism cycle repeating once again? The historical precedent and mathematics suggest that if the yuan hits 7.5 or higher and tariffs persist, Bitcoin could be heading towards $150,000 to $200,000.
That movement is triggered by the People's Bank of China's impossible choice. They have to choose between defending currency stability or stimulating the economy. They can't do both. Every time they choose stimulus, more money printing, or M2 expansion, it signals further yuan depreciation, and smart money flees immediately to fixed supply assets such as Bitcoin. In the end, the takeaway is powerful. Most people are watching tariff headlines, but the smart money is watching the printing press, specifically the PBOC M2 expansion in Q4 2025. That is the trigger for the next Bitcoin rally. The trade war, in this view, is fundamentally a war over who controls money and who gets to escape its control. It's not just about rebalancing manufacturing, trade deficits, or employment. In fact, this level of analysis almost makes illogical interest rate changes by the likes of the Fed look like kindergarten. Let's see what Powell has to say.
A fascinating perspective on global finance, Sarah. Fortunately, the DBM community are well ahead of these dynamics and the beneficial effects of macroeconomics earned by owning a piece of the money supply. Kudos to you guys who are consistently front-running at this level while all the while protecting your present and future purchasing power. Keep building those private digital asset treasuries, folks. See you next time.